We have their concert in the spring. I think it's in May or something. No word on who's performing, of course. They're going to keep that a big secret. Before that, Stevie Nicks with Stand Back from the Wild Heart. Def Leppard prior to that with 2-8 for Love from Pyromania. An epic, epic record. It was so huge. It was massive. I remember I was in middle school when that came out, and it just like it like wrapped up the school. It was all anybody could talk about for weeks. Huge release there. Radiohead before that with Stop Whispering from Pablo Honey, and Roxy Music started things off with Editions of You from For Your Pleasure. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. We're having our show devoted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. And, you know, when I'm like really strapped for a topic, sometimes I have a show just with the nominees, not even the inductees, people who are could potentially lose and not get inducted, make it into my show. But not this year. Going just for the inductees. Again, the Zombies, Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks, Def Leppard, Radiohead, Roxy Music, and The Cure. The Zombies are up next with Tell or No, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tells you with a charm, tell her no.
I know she's a kind of girl. Burning.
All right, Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Stop Dragging My Heart Around. I love that song. It's like a mini rock opera. And of course, there's that whole love triangle thing, which we all know about since the that HBO special with Jimmy Iovine, Dr. Dre, and I can't even remember the name of it. But Jimmy Iovine was an early manager of Tom Petty's, and he was dating Stevie Nicks and the whole deal. And I think they were breaking up when that song was being made, and like she was hooking up with Tom Petty or something. I don't know. High drama, only in the late 70s, early 80s music scene would that occur in California. Def Leppard before that with Hysteria, a year in the studio, that always got me, a whole year just making that record, but it was a massive hit. We heard the title track from that. Before that, Paranoid Android from Radiohead off of OK Computer, very important record for me, and then Roxy Music's Both Ends Burning from Siren, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our show about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. And all seven of them having a role on this show. Amazing. Even Janet Jackson. And I like to malign the Jacksons. I'm not really into that stuff really anymore. But they have a home here. At least Janet Jackson does tonight. And that'll continue with this track. Well, Love Will Never Do Without You. I remember the video very well. Sitting at home on a 3:30 in the afternoon on a weekday waiting for my Hebrew school carpool to come pick me up. Wolfing down a Stouffer's French bread pizza, listening to this or watching it on MTV, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
the big time. You're so chic, do you ever love me? Ladies
of the mountain, streamline, midnight you can see the floors. Dance the cha-cha through to sunrise, opens up exclusive doors for wow. Just like the windows look the same, so me and you, just we two, got to search for something new.
right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Radiohead with Jigsaw Falling Into Place from In Rainbows. Before that, it was Roxy Music with the Virginia Plain from their first record, self-titled debut, The Cure with Torture. Points of Light, WMFO, and we're about done here, and this has been our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Inductees 2019 show. We're going to wrap things up. That, of course, was Def Leppard with Fooin' from Pyromania. We're going to wrap things up with The Thrill of It All from Country Life. From Roxy Music, I'll see you next week here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.